Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Rastafari Habarim, Talmudim, here, Thursday podcast. Here in the season, coming to the end of the year, beginning of the new, right here, coming to the seventh moon, seventh month, fall festival season at the end of the year. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 131, humble vibe right here. Got enough to catch up on, but first things first, here on the upper room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
So here, sun cycle is changing here. The season is changing. Reasons for the season. Enjoy, brothers and sisters. You know, here the sun cycle is ending. We know the seasons are changing. Sun is shining. Good thanks and praise.
Won't you to know I'm a rainbow?
Thursday evening. Upper Room of Zion Podcast right here. Shalom, Habarim, Talmudim. Salam, Dekam is Amorit. Yes, I, Rastafari here. Here's Thursday evening podcast, Upper Room of Zion. Sun is shining here, coming to the change of the year, right here, the fall festival season, the end of the year.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it honestly upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamari Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
Yes, yes, yes. So here I continue in the teaching right here. Evening, the evening psalm here for the fifth day of the Shavuot, fifth day of the week right here, the upper room, the evening podcast of Thursday, upper room of Zion. We have Psalm 81. Sima. Here's
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu. Uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov. Hariu lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob,
This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Thursday evening psalm right here, Psalm 81, appropriate here in the season of soul searching here, as we prepare for the third of the festivals of Jehovah, pilgrim festivals right here, preparing for the Yom Teruah, which is also called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, Yom Teruah in the Torah, the day of the shout, the day of the blast, the day of the trumpet. Yeah! 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 Strength and make a joyful noise to the Elohei Yaakov, to the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither here the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet, the shofar, in the new moon, in the time appointed. Looking forward to the appointed time on I and I, solemn feast day, the feast and the festival days for this was a statute for Yisrael, for Israel, for Yasharala, and a law, Torah, of the Elohei Yaakov, of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph, for a testimony when he went out to the land of Mitzrayim, where I heard a language I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou, the eye, callest in trouble, and I delivered the eye. I answer thee in the secret place of thunder. I prove thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, Shema, O Ami, my people, and I will testify to thee, O Yisrael, Yasharala, if thou wilt hearken to me. There shall no strange Elohim be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Eloheka, who brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But Ami, my people, my brothers, would not hearken to my voice, and Yasharala Yisrael would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lusts, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that are me, my people, my brothers, had hearkened to me, to I and Yasharala, Yisrael, had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries, their adversities. The haters of Yahuwah of Jehovah should have submitted themselves to him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the fineness of the wheat and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied thee, the eye? Yes, I, here in the season, reason for the season right here. Here, Thursday podcast, trotting forward. Here we're in the seventh, the Shabuah, the week, the seventh Sabbath. Before the New Year, before the Yom Teruah, before the fall festival season, third of the three times in the year. Yes, I, Rastafari. I'm going to ride up right here with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Go through some of the reasonments right here. Here for Shabbat Nitzabim, for Sabbath standing ones. Here, an overview here. Here we're at the 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here. And this corresponds here to the seventh Shabbat, the seventh Shabuah, the seventh week of comfort here, preceding the Rosh Hashanah, say the head of the year, bringing in the civil, the Hebraic Judaic civil new year, but also simultaneously the fall festival season, or the feast, as we know, of tabernacles. Now, psalm, the evening psalm for the Thursday, as chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem, pre-70 AD, we have Psalm 81, which has a theme right there, Chavarim, even the reason for the season. But in the previous sabbatical study, the previous week's Torah reading and feeding Torah portion was Ki Tabo, when thou enter in, when thou go in, Ki Tabo. Moshe warned the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, that obedience, obedience to Yahweh, to Jehovah, would bring Baraka, blessing, prosperity, increase, whereas disobedience or lack or hard of hearing would bring a litany of dreadful kalalot, curses, consequences, including the prospect of being scattered among the nations, the goyim, the international community in exile. In this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here for Shabbat Nitzabim, Sabbath One Standing, Moshe, he formally gathered all the people together to deliver them a final solemn appeal to uphold Hailahim, the Almighty Power's covenant. Obedience, Shema Yisrael, hearing, obeying, obedience to this Brit, to this covenant, would formally ratify or put in effect Jah people as Jah's chosen nation, subject to the terms and conditions, previously so stated, and would apply to all future generations. Called Yisrael, all of Israel would be bound and are bound to the terms of the covenant of Ha-Brit for all time. Now, Moshe, he then warns that anyone who attempted to be exempted from the terms and the conditions of Habrit, of the covenant, would be blotted out of the earth, out of the earthly plane. Moreover, if the entire nation broke Habrit, broke the covenant, the land itself, the land herself, would be made desolate, and the people, Jah people, exile. Moses then prophesied, the prophet see, what the prophet I saw seen, what did he prophesy? He prophesied that when later generations would ask about the meaning of the exile, the scattering, the diaspora, dispersion of the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the Yehudi, even we, the black Jews, we would be told that it was a direct result of breaking Habrit, of breaking Jacovenant, that Moshe was mediating with them this day, this very day, that very day. However, in the end of days, so as we connect this with the end of the times of the Gentiles, the nation states, after people had experienced tribulation, the trials, the consequences, the Beta Israel, Israel would return, the return, even here in the season, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the soul searching would do teshuvah, would return to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as it is written, Jehovah, your Elohim, will restore your baraka, your blessing, your fortune, and have compassion on you. And he will gather you again from all the peoples where Jehovah, your Elohim, has scattered you. If your outcasts shall be at the ends of the Shemayim, the ends of the heavens, from there will Jehovah, your Elohim, gather you and bring you back, bring you forward to the land that your patriarchs, your fathers, had possessed. Jehovah, your Elohim, will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love he who be Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Now, here, the Parsha here for the RSS 51 Shabbat Nitzavim Sabbath One Standing. Here, as we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 29, focus verses, verses 10 to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. This Torah reading and feeding, the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread, it fulfills here with an appeal to practice, to put into practice. Practice makes perfect. To practice HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, and its commandments, the imperatives. HaBrit, the covenant obligations, are not too difficult or so-called esoteric for them, but are completely within their and I and I reach, since they are a matter of the heart, and are known by the heart, the heartical decision to Shema, to hear, to heed, to obey Yahuwah, Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim. Moshe, he makes a final plea, and he says, I will call Shemayim and Haaretz, the heavens and the earth, to do what? To witness, to be a witness against you today, that I have set before you life and death, baraka and kalala, blessing and curse and consequence. Therefore, choose life, the charta chayi, choose life that you and your offspring may live. The path, the way of life is to love Yahuwah, Jehovah, and to obey, and to heed, and to obey his voca, and to obey his voice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Jalib, Jalib.
Bahata Bahayim. Ubaharta and choose Bahayim and choose life and choose and living. Choose life. So here on the air and in the eye right here, the Thursday evening podcast, the humble vibe right here. Of course, today's daily Psalm 131. But here for this sabbatical study, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Hayadoti vachem hayom et hashemayim ve'et haaretz ha'chayim ve'hamavet natati lefaneka ha'beraka ve'hakalala u'vaharta b'chayim lema'an techiye ata ve'zareka. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven, the heavens, and earth to record this day against you. Ha edoti bakem hayom et hashemayi ve et haaret. I have set before you life and death. Ha chayim v'hamavet, ha chayim v'hamavet, natati lefaneka, the lives and the death, natati, I have given lefaneka, in your presence, before your face, before your perception, blessing and consequence, ha baraka v'hakalala, the baraka, ha baraka, the blessing, word, sound, power, prosperity, increase, v'hakalala, and the consequence. Therefore, choose life. Therefore, choose liberty. Choose life. U v'harta b'chayim. U b'harta, b'harta, choose. Ubaharta bahayim, in bahayim, in the life, in the liberty. Why? So that both you, thou, the I, and thy seed, thy race may live. Lima'an tichye, lima'an, so that tichye, to live, high, higher, tichye, ata, the I, will live with Zarika and thy seed. Right here. So the key word right here, before every man, there's two ways, but choose life, choose liberty, choose the way, truth, and life of the King of Kings, Christ. And give praise. Isis, Isis.
Incendio de desolada, give thanks and rejoice. That's a dangerous fairy life. What? Every man must live and give praises. Always give thanks for all those ages you've been through. Hey, wicked me, I tell you, in case I never knew, yeah. Every man must live and give praises. Always give thanks for all those ages you endured. You know, say all along, it does not keep you secure. Oh yes, well then, only the authority, me come fi stamp you. And pon your wickedness, I eat me a go clamp you. See me reputation, you nah go crumb you. Rasta youth a touch pon the flank, well then. These are things on which my mind do reflect you. Watching how you want to treat her with disrespect you. Them the kind of sitting there, I come fi correct. The worthy upon and on the rest, every man must live and give praises. Always give thanks for all those ages you've been through. Hey, wicked me, I warn you, in case I never knew, yeah. Well done, you evil lost worker, them they sitting you feet dumb. If you can't swim me now, water you not jump. Or you feel neglect, and you are too punk. In a judge army, there's no punk. Oh yes, don't let it be too late. It's just the starting of the ending. I know all along the way you've been pretending, as if you have been learning this up from beginning. What kind of song you are gonna sing? Every man must live.
give praises, always give thanks for all those ages you endure. All along the way the land keep you secure. Oh yes, every man is wealthy, as simple as it seems. From you have the faith, you must know what me mean. From you don't know, say so your little Lord dream. Step 14, a dangerous dream. Oh yes, all what you do is just you have to be conscious. Worship and praise and live up by him, Savior. Embrace the grace and don't be too malicious. You have to get a little much. Remember, only the authority we come to stamp. And your dirty works and punish me a go clamp. Be me reputation, you nah go cramp. Rasta youth a burst from the foot. Every man must live and give praises. Always give thanks for all those ages you've been through. Hey, wicked me, I tell you, in case you never knew, yes. Every man must live and give praises. Always give thanks for all those ages you and yours. You know, say the Lord, he must keep you secure. And make sure all your evil things, it you must dump. In a judge army, we receive no pump. Can't neglect that for you are to come. If you can't see my now, I tell you not jump. All along the way, I know that you've been pretending. Now it's too late, it's just the starting of the ending. Tell me why, what kind of songs you have been singing.
Bahayim, choose life, yes.
The Bible to around the wicked, I go crumble. Be Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. The Bible, Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. The Bible to around the wicked, I go crumble. Be Bible, shout up two.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear right here for the Chamishi, the Chamishi, 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 the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath ye all standing, Senbet Komachachal. Hear, 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 picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 7. Verse 7, for the Chamishi Aliyah, for the fifth of offering, offering up, the fifth reading, right here, 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 give ear, right here, 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 here. Natani Yahweh Loheka Eta Kola Ha Alota Haile Allah Hoibeka with Allah Son Aika Asher Ridafuka. And Yahweh Loheka Jehovah the Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies. With Natani Yahweh Eloheka Eit Kol Ha Halot Ha'el Al Oibeka. And on them that hate thee I with Al Son Eka, which persecuted thee I. Asher Ridafuka. And thou, the I, shall return and obey the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and do all his commandments, which I command thee, I, this day. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I, Elohim, will make thee plenteous in every walk of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For Yahuwah, Jehovah, will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoices over thy fathers, over thy patriarchs. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, Eloheka, Jehovah, the Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book, in this cipher of HaTorah, of the law, of the directions, the instructions, and if thou turn, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche, 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 psyche. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Sheshi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For the sixth of offering up here, for the sixth reading here, for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath y'all standing, Senbet Komat Chachal. Here, 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 give ear right here, the final warning. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 11, the superscription, the final warning. Ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anokia mitzaweka hayom lo anifa leatahi mimeka lo rechoka he. For this commandment which I command thee, I, this day, ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anoki mitzvahka hayom, it is not hidden. It is not hidden from thee. I lo nifa leata hi amimeka. It neither is it far off. Neither. Is it far off? With lo rechoka hi. It is not in Shemayim, in the heavens, the place of celestial waters. It is not in the heavens that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us, I and I, to Shemayim, and bring it to us, I and I, that we, I and I, may hear it and do it. Neither. Is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, for I and I, and bring it to us, I and I, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh, very near to thee, I, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou, the I, mayest do it. Ki karov aleka ha davar meod de fika u abila babeka la soto. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Going back to the border where my family.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's speak about the Torah. Let's speak about the commandment right here, here, here. Let's see if we get this little audible right here, just to help to emphasize the point right here. So we had the fifth and the sixth Aliyot. Just went through the fifth and the sixth Aliyot right there. We're on the fifth day right here, but looking forward. TJIF, thank Jah. That's the beginning of the Shabbat, the seventh of the seven Shabbats before the feast, the festival season, tabernacles, in gathering at the end of the year. So here we had Deuteronomy chapter 30. So it's interesting, the fifth Aliyah, the short Aliyot right here. We had the fifth one, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 7 to 10. Then for the sixth Aliyah, right, the sixth reading, we have Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 11 to 14. This is very interesting because many ones and ones, even from a New Testament perspective, no doubt have heard these words expressed in Romans chapter 10 by Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle to the Gentiles, our brother Paulos, right? But here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11, we have what is seen here, Scofield Study Bible, point of reference, the final warning, the final warning. So we have these verses, verse 11 to verse 14. So in verse 11, it says, for this commandment that I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. But here's why we have to have, I call it the Hebrew, you know, reading literacy and also the scientific, linguistic literacy, right? We call this the HD, the Hebrew, we say definition, right? Or that dimension from the Hebrew perspective. So here we have Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 30. And bringing out the verse right here, you hear from the Hebrew, Ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anoki mitzauka hayom lo nifa leit hi mimeka lo rehoka hi. Now, ones who know Hebrew would know that we have the male and the female, we say genders, not speaking according to the flesh, but according to the psycho, the spiritual level, we say the metaphysical level, according to the principle here. Here, this commandment is she. This commandment is she, right, in the energetic sense. So when people talk about, oh, whoa, sexism, well, that must be something lost in translation or mistranslation. But here in the Hebrew, clearly, right, it says ki for ha mitzvah, ki ha mitzvah. Ki ha mitzvah, mitzvah, the command, mitzvah, the commandment, right? For the commandment, ki ha mitzvah, ha zot, ha the zot, the this she. If it was ha ze, it would be like the this he, but we have ha zot, the this she. So ki ha mitzvah, ha zot, this commandment, this she commandment right here. So the commandment, like HaTorah, is also she in that sense. As we said before, brings a whole new dimension from a Hebrew and an Israelite perspective. We talk about the mother Akka, so to speak. If Akkari is likened to forfeiture, like Hatiyat, sin. So we have ki for, or because, for, because, ki ha mitzvah hazot Asher, that which Anoki, I personally, Anoki, Mitzauka, commands I male, speaking to Paul Yisrael as one corporate man, Mitzauka, I command the I, Anoki, Mitzauka, Hayom, the day. Ha, the, yom, the day, implied in the translation today, this day. Asher, anoki, mitzauka, hayom, lo, niflate, lo, niflate. Now, KJV, right, KJV brings out what? What do they bring out for niflate? Right, because niflate might come from pala, to be wonderful, marvelous, surpassing, extraordinary. The sense of it, right, is to be beyond one's power.
implication to be difficult, as to be difficult to understand, right? To be so wonderful, so extraordinary that one can't, it's a hard thing, it's difficult, right? It's too wonderful, you know, we have that expression. But when we get to the root, the pala, pala, fala, fala, right, the root right here, to separate, to distinguish, whether literally or figuratively. By implication, right, is to be, to make great in the sense of make difficult, hard, right, or wonderful, right, wonderful to accomplish. We get it translated here as hidden, where it says it is not, or rather, it is like it, he, it, she, but here Hebraically, right, it is she is not hidden. She is not hidden because the law is our mother. Remember what the proverbs say, Mishle Shlomo, the proverbs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 8, my son, hear Shema, the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother. So what do we have right here? We have lo, not, nifleit, nifleat, lo, nifleit, it is not hidden, it's not too difficult, it's not too hard. So the King James Version, when it says, it is not, or she is not hidden from thee, she's not too difficult, she's not like beyond your reach, you can't reach her, right? You can't reach the commandment, ha mitzvah hazot, you can't reach this, right? This she, this commandment. Lo, nifleit, he, speaking she, the pronoun in Hebrew, right, for he is who, right, or in the more archaic sense, who, right, here we have, for she is he, or he, right, he or he, right, here it says he, mimka, she from the eye, she is not hidden, she's not like out of your reach or too wonderful for you to comprehend, right, what is Yahweh, right, what is Jehovah saying? What does he mean, Habirim? What does he mean? What does his majesty, his imperial majesty mean when he speaks about the commandment, right, to keep the 10 words, the 10 commandments, even right here again?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So here, neither, with law, and not, and no, rehoka, she being far, rahok, in them hark we say ruk. Somewhat contracted from the ancient Hebraic archaic, rahok, right? Rahawak, rahok. We have far, to be remote, to be distant, right? To be remote, distant, right? A great way off, right? And it was this near. With lo, rahok, he, and she is not far off. Right, she is not too wonderful, too hard, out of your reach. And she, who is she? Hamitzvah hazot, this commandment. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to Shemayim, to the heavens, and bring her to us, that I may hear her and do her. Neither is it is she beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for I and bring her to I, that we may hear her and do it. You see, the Hebrew concept is a 180-degree different than this Western Gentile in the Babylon confusion, right, state of mind, right? Verse 14 is where this section here fulfills the sixth of the Aliyot here for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath one standing. But the word is where? The word is here. Where's the word? The word is nigh. The word is near. The word is nigh to thee in thy mouth. So that opening of the mouth, even in the evening psalm, Thursday evening psalm, Psalm 81, right? Open thy mouth, right? The opening of the mouth, it's in thy mouth, word, sound, power. And in thy heart, heart-to-cup, and in thy heart, for what reason? That thou mayest do it. So it's not as far off, got to go to another planet or somewhere like that in order to comprehend this. No, it is right here, here, here. So here, just to bring this out right here, as this particular verse here from HaTorah, Deuteronomy, these verses rather right here, HaTorah, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14, we find this in, let's bring this out right here, we find this right here, we have, let's see, hold on for a moment, okay, we skipped two pages here. We're looking at this book right here, we've mentioned it before, right, LOJ, Society, a reprint here, the College Press reprint is known as the New Testament Quotations Collated with Hebrew Old Testament Scriptures. It's by one named Henry Gouk, G-O-U-G-H. It's an old archaic, I say old archaic, like from the previous generation, 1800s book, but it's a very, very good compare and contrast. So we can see how most of the Brit Chadasha, right, the core, the foundation, what's called the New Testament, the New Covenant, right, the Renewed Covenant, more correctly translated, interpreted, the Brit Chadasha is based and grounded on the Brit HaYashana or the Hebrew Scriptures. So we have Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14. And then we have Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 6 to 8. What does it read, Chabarim? But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, in thy mind, thy emotional mind, emotive mind, thy mind, who shall ascend, who shall aliyah, who shall go up, who shall ascend into Shemayim, into the place of the celestial waters, into the heavens. That is to say, bring Mashiach, the Messiah, the anointed, down from above. Or who shall descend? Who shall descend, go down into the depth, into the deep? And that is to say, to bring up Moshiach, the anointed, again from the dead. But what saith it? What saith it? The word is nigh, is near, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is to say, the word of faith, of the Emunah, that I preach, that I proclaim. So this is a very, very important quote in the New Covenant sense, but check out the groundations here, right, within HaTorah. And in fact, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14, is the sixth aliyah, right? So this whole sixth aliyah, right, here from Shabbat Mitzvahim, was so inspirational, core, and groundational that we find it quoted and explained within the Renewed Covenant sense, the Brit Chadasha. Now, note this as well, that in Deuteronomy, especially here in these here Torah readings and feedings that no doubt, you know, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul and the other Yehudim that were followers of the Moshiach Yeshua were familiar with, note how closely it's connected with the New Covenant gospel and the good news, even concerning the circumcision issue. It's here in these here Torah readings and feeding and this one here that we find it mentioned the circumcision of the heart, the circumcision of the heart. So who was correct within that first century time? Was it Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paulos, right? HaShliach, was it Paulos? Or was it those others, you know, the other, we could say, rabbis and Pharisees and others that opposed Rovenu, I rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Yeshua HaNotri? Who was correct? Well, it's very interesting as we compare and contrast here the groundation HaTorah and also these New Testament verses, like in Romans chapter 10, verses 6 to 8, to see where this groundation, right, where was the inspiration, where was the core? So when ones and ones say things carelessly like, oh, well, you know, they don't like the Old Testament, but they like that they love the New Testament, but you have to overs that it is one testament. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So here, brothers and sisters, looking at the time right here, I'd like to begin off some of the questions here for this Nitzavim. Now, I want to go into further reasoning concerning Nitzavim, and I think it's good to probably segue right here on the air, you know, for time's sake. So let's put those scrolls on the side for a moment. We'll return to it. Once again, we highly advise ones to get a copy or to even a soft copy, a PDF copy or a hard copy of the New Testament quotations collated with Hebrew Old Testament scriptures. It's a very interesting read indeed. And just a title page right here, the New Testament quotations collated with the scriptures of the Old Testament in the original Hebrew and the version of the LXX, what's known as the Septuagint, and with the other writings, apocryphal, Talmudic, and classical, cited or alleged so to be, with notes and a complete index. It's a 1855 reprint, brothers and sisters. And as we go through these Torah readings and feedings, especially, you know, from sabbatical to sabbatical, as we like look into the section, for example, we're here in Deuteronomy chapter 29 for this 51st sabbatical, chapter 29. The focus area for this 51st sabbatical study is from chapter 29, verse 10 to chapter 30, verse 20. So in looking through, it's interesting which, you know, quotations, you know, how many of these Old Testament verses, you know, are the core scriptures cited in the Brit Chadasha time, which makes perfect sense with the prophecy. Yes, I.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble. Baby Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Get up, stand up, stand up for the fight. Yeah, so here for Shabbat Nitzavim, here for the 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Let's deal with some of the questions and answers, the Q&As, questions and answers right here, some of the reasonings here. First question right here for this Shabbat Nitzavim. Nitzavim means standing or ones who are standing. So it's like stand, and it's a plural, it's in a plural sense, the im. Nitzavim. Nitzavim. Nitzavim, one standing. But what does the Hebrew word Nitzavim mean, Chaverim? So picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 29 at verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 29 at verse 10. Let's just scroll over here, bring this up right here for a side-by-side compare and contrast from the Hebrew so we don't get lost in the translation. You know, some things come out pretty much the same, but some things are as different as day and night. All right, so here we have chapter, okay, there's a numbering difference, right? Just to point that out to ones and ones. In some of the versions, there's a numbering difference sometimes in certain verses as you go from the Hebrew to the traditional KJV. But here it reads, Atem nitzavim ahayom kulkem. Lifnei Yahuwah, Eloheikem, Rasheikem, Shibateikem, Zikneikem, Wishotreikem, Kol Ish Yisrael. KJV Standard Translation, ye y'all stands this day, all of you, before Yahuwah, before Jehovah your Elohim. Atem. Atem in the Hebrew is a pronoun speaking like to a group of men. Atem. If it was Aten, it would be a group of women, but here we have Atem. So all of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, right, stand as one corporate body, one man. Atem, you all Nitzavim, ones standing, Hayom, Hayom, the day implied today, Kulkem, Kul, call, all, Kul, all, Kulkem, all of y'all. Lifnei, in the face, before, in the presence, in the POV of Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Eloheikem, he who be, we be, y'all, Elohim. Rashekem, your heads. KJV has your captains. Here we have the Hebrew, say the Hebrew, Ras, the Rashekem, Rashekem. Right, your roshes, your heads, Rashekem, your princes, or literally your heads. Shivtei kem, your tribes, ziknei kem, your elders, vishotrei kem, and your officers, call, all ish, all man, call ish. Doesn't say call Adam, right, general man, lower man, but says ish, higher man, call ish, all man. Yisrael, all man, Yisrael. Now, many will say all men, as many of the translations bring it out right there, in KJV, yeah, with all, you see that word with, if you look at the better King James Version, a better printing of it that has the italics where they should be, you'll see with is in italics. There's no with in the Hebrew sense. It's not an im. There's no im there. It just says call, all, ish, all man. Right, all man, Yisrael, all as one man, as one corporate body. But question number one right here, what does the word Nitzavim mean? Nitzavim means standing ones, one standing in the plural sense, standing as one, many standing as one, one standing. It's from the verb, the Hebrew verb Natzav. Natzav, the ancient pointing, Natzav, the Afro-Semitic, Natzav, modern Hebrew, Natzav. Nitzavim come from Natzav. Nitzavim come from Natzav. It means to stand upright or to be established as a pillar. Now, not like the usual word, the usual word for standing. The usual word for standing, it could have used the Hebrew omdim, omdim, omdim from amad. Amad means to stand, right? It could have said omdim, like one's standing in that sense. The word nitzabim brings out a connotation of strength, a powerful stance, but it's in the sense of like hold your position, like almost like an army. One's holding their post, right, standing in their post. What's interesting is that we have the evening psalm and the Chavarim that, you know, have heard and paid attention and picked up on this in the evening psalm for Tuesday, which is the 82nd psalm. In the 82nd psalm, we have this very same idea, right? You know the 82nd psalm? God standeth. You know that one? Let me get the Hebrew here. God standeth, right, in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods, as the King James Version translates it, and as we've become familiar with it, right, in that Gentile version. But here, bringing out the sense of the standeth a little more better, nitzab, not tzab, and nitzabim. Nitzab, right, as we said, it's not the usual verb for one standing, like omed or omdim. That's to say the opposite of sitting. So that's the difference between like the omdim and nitzavim, right? It's not the usual word. It's stand and can be interpreted as stand, but it's not just stand as the opposite of sitting. Nitzav, 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 nitzavim, nitzavim. It conveys the idea of taking up a position for a solemn purpose. And this here connects from Psalm 82, the third day evening psalm, Psalm 82, even with this 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat Nitzavim, one's standing, y'all stand, as we have in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9 in the Hebrew, and chapter 29, verse 10 in the KJV. This is of call Yisrael, all Israel, as one man, call Ish, one, all man, not all men, but all man, Yisrael, all man, Israel, all is man, is the man, Yisrael, to ratify, to put in effect, Habrit, to put in effect the covenant. So we compare this with Psalm 82, right, the Tuesday evening psalm, as chanted in the temple of Jerusalem up to 70 AD, and that diaspora, that fulfillment of even the prophecy from the Kitabot, right, the consequence of disobedience. But here, Mizmor Fe Beit, Mizmor Pe Beit, Psalm 82, Psalm LXXXII, first verse here, Mizmor Le Asaf, Psalm of Asaf, Elohim Tzab Ba'edat El, Big Rev Elohim Yishpot, KJV, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. Elohim Nitzav, Nitzav stands, takes up a position, Ba'adat, in the congregation, the witnesses of El, of the almighty power. Big Rev in the midst, Elohim Yishpot judgeth. In the midst, Elohim judges, right? In the midst of the Elohim, he judges. So here, as we pointed out, the Elohim sense here, according to HaTorah, right, in the true context, even in verse 6, where it says, I've said, ye are gods, all of you, is speaking of the those who are called to stand right here. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10, Atem, you all, Nitzabim, Ahayom, Kulkem, Lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem, Rashekem, your heads, your captains, Rashekem, your rasses, Rashekem, Shibtekem, Shibtekem, and your tribe, Shibtekem, Ziknekem, and your elders, Wishotreikem, and your officers, call all. So all of these four, we could say four categories right here. The Rashekem, the Rasses, the heads, the captains, Shibtekem, the tribes, Ziknekem, the elders, and Shotrekem, and the Shadas, and the officers, Shotrekem. Call Ish, all as Ish, right? All as one man. Right, Yisrael, all as the man Yisrael. So in Psalm 82, that has the interesting and among some the controversial verse 6, where people interpret it all this way, zigzag, every way except the Hebrew way. The Hebrew way refers to the judges, right? The judges of Yisrael, right? The Shoftim, we have the Shotrim, right? The Rashikem, the Shibtekem, the Ziknekem, but mainly the judges of Yisrael are known as collectively as the Elohim. We find this in Exodus 21 verse 6, especially Hebraically when we read the Hebrew. The translation sometimes does not always accurately, you know, bring out the fullest sense. In Exodus chapter 21 verse 6, Exodus chapter 22 verse 7, verse 8, verse 27, First Shemuel, First Samuel chapter 2 verse 25, the word, as we have it in the opening of Psalm 82, Elohim, right? And connected with the Elohim, Nitzav, 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 standing, right? Standing to take up a position for a solemn, a set-apart purpose. And here the case of Atem, Nitzavim, is for Yisrael, Yasharala, to ratify, to put in effect, Habrit. Remember what it says? It says that this covenant is being made with us today. It's not, it was separating the covenant that was made in the plains of Moab, right, from that which was made at Sinai, because here we have a new generation. We have the generation, right, the children of the previous generation that was brought out, but because of their disobedience, they wandered to death in the wilderness. So the word Elohim is in the sense of the Shoftim, the judges. It occurs even in the Hebrew scriptures in a judicial connection, right, on the principle that the judgment is Elohim. So according to Deuteronomy, the same fifth book of Moshe, chapter 1, verse 17, bringing out the men, right, who administer justice, tzedek, tzedek, terdof, justice, justice thou shalt pursue, are considered to be his agents, right, his agents, his representatives. So they have his name. They exercise that Elohim function, right, of judicial, of judgment, of justice. And as such, have his name, Shemo, the Hashem, attached to them. And this title is attached to them throughout the Hebrew scriptures. It really comes out very, very clear from the Hebrew perspective, you know, but some, I know, will argue it from the KJV. Well, they don't have the Hebrew science, the literacy, you know, the science of the Hebrew linguistics that brings out the accurate sense since it originally was revealed to the Hebrews. Right, but here, Nitzavim, Nitzavim. So, though you suffer the consequences, Jah is saying here through Moshe, in the end you shall stand. Though you have fallen, Nitzavim, right? One standing, taking up their proper position, right? In Jah order, Jah will preserve Yisrael, right? That covenant. Remember the covenant of salt. Question two. Where were Jah people standing? Where was Jah people standing? Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10. Lifnei, before, Lifnei, Kulkem, all, right? All, Lifnei, before, Yahuwah Elohekem. They all were standing, Lifnei, before, He who be, we be, y'all, Elohim. Before Hailahim, the almighty power. In the presence, or before the Aron HaBrit, before the Ark of the Covenant, before the Tabot, in the plains of Moab, just east of the Yarden, of the Jordan, where Moshe, where Moses was giving his final address to Yisrael. Question three, who was present during this evocation, this Ila outcall assembly, during this assembly, this convocation, who was present? According to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 10 to 11, the totality, you say, of Jah people, of the Beit Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, the Israelite people, right? But the Beta Israel people, including the woman, the children, the sojourners, right? The servants, right? No one was excluded. None was excluded. Question four, why? Why? Lama, for what? Why were they gathered together together by Moshe, by Moses. According to Deuteronomy 29, right, verse 12, Moshe was going to die. And he called the people together for a final warning and a ratification, putting into effect of Habarit, putting into effect the covenant. Question 5, why did Moshe say Hayom, Hayom? Why do you say Hayom? Ha the Yom, the day, or today. Why do you say today? Hailahim is establishing with you, the Almighty Power is establishing you as his nation. When this had been expressed earlier, it already was expressed earlier during the Har Sinai revelation, the Mount Sinai revelation. So we compare here Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 13, with Exodus. Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, and Exodus. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. So why did Moshe say today? Now, this is a good question here, but one of the traditional answers for this is that it's not clear, though perhaps the earlier statements were suspended due to the chatiyat, due to the sin, the akri, the forfeiture, the lack of the spies, the 10 spies, the majority that told lies, and the midbar, the wilderness wanderings. Some have linked this statement, particularly the hayom, the day, literally in the Hebrew, the day, bringing out a sense of today, statement to the entry of the promised land, of the promised land. Here, or the consciousness, the state of mind, right, in the new covenant sense, right? Question 6, who else were made parties? Who else was parties to this berit, to this covenant, this al-kidan, this word agreement? According to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 14 to 15, the present parties of the berit, of the covenant, the al-kidan, the word agreement, were Yahweh, Jehovah, the sustainer, and Amo Yisrael, and the people of Yasharal, of Israel. Moshe, he functioned as the mediator of the covenant. But Ha'am, Jah people present, also represented their descendants, even those to be born, the future generations of Yisrael. Now note that unlike the covenant, the Berit, the Al-Kidan, the word agreement given earlier at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, that was made with the nation as a whole, the language, you have to take heed to the language, the word, to hear, Shema Yisrael. The language here is in the second person singular. And what does that mean? Well, in the Hebrew sense, speaking in the second person singular, this would be referring to each individual person, or as we say, the indivisible dual person, to each individual person. It was therefore a personal covenant. That's why we emphasize the nuances of the Ani for I, and also the Anoki, the more personal, the more intimate self. In that sense, so it's a personal covenant. That means all of them as one was to take this word personally, right? Each individual, each member of the body, and the body as a whole, as a corporate body. Question 7, what does the Hebrew word arevut or arebut? What does arebut, right? Or modern Hebrew, the arevut. What does it mean, Chaverim? Arevut, it means mutual responsibility, right? We say call Beit Yisrael Arevim, Zebazeh, that all of the house of Israel call Beit Yisrael, right? All of the house of Israel, Arevim, right, has a mutual responsibility, Zebazeh, like one for another. So arevut, it means mutual responsibility. It's a Hebraic idea that the terms, the terms and the conditions of Habarit, of the covenant, of the Al Kidan, of the word agreement that was spoken in the singular, in the singularity rather than the plurality, were directed both vertically toward Ha'ilahim and horizontally toward Kol Ish, Yisrael. So there we have, even here in the season, right, the Maskal, the Meskel, the finding of the true cross, the tabernacles, the X marking the spot. In other words, the direction of the word, right? You know, as when you study even science, you know, and you see waveforms. You might feel a wind, but don't see the waveform. So observing the word, sound, power, waveforms, right? The idea of the arevut, right? The arevut is mutual responsibility. It's a Hebraic idea that the terms and the conditions of Habrit, the covenant, which is the Al Kidan, the word agreement, that was spoken in the singularity, in the singular sense, rather than the plurality, it was directed both in the vertical, right, to Ha'ilahim. So you have the vertical line to Ha'ilahim, and then also horizontally, right, Zebazeh, one to another, to call Ish Yisrael. So there we have the Tau, Aleph Tau, the finding of the true cross, Aleph Tau, that peace, shalom with Elohim, Ha'ilahim, and shalom with our fellow, our brother man. So each person has a responsibility, right, to live, the Harta Bahayi, in obedience before the community, before the common unity, and to help his neighbor, right, to help his neighbor to do likewise. Here this brings out Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. This idea is sometimes expressed using phrases, as we already did, call Israel Arvin Zebazeh. We say, call Beit Israel, the whole Beta Israel, Arvin, right? Mutual responsibility, Zebazeh, this for this, this and this, literally this and this, like one for the other. All the house of Israel is responsible, one for another. This concept of arevut, it entails that you are indeed, in word, your brother's keeper. Question 8, why does Moses first mention the idols of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and the Goyim, and the nations, and the nation states? Why? Moshe did this to warn Ha'am, your people, not to allow their hearts, their feelings and emotional mind, right, to stray, right, from Ha'ilahim, from the Almighty Power, and to worship or to bow down to such idols or ideologies. Note the progression from a single man or woman to a family, and then to an entire tribe. In other words, as we read this and we reason on this, we recognize what Moshe is saying right here, right? And then we see a progression from a single man or woman, Zakar u'Nekeba, to the Beit, the Mishpacha, and then to the entire Shevet, the entire tribe, and to the entire Beit, the entire house. Question 9 here. What is, quote, a root producing fruit of poison and bitterness? What is a root producing fruit of poison and bitterness, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 18 to 20? A root of bitterness refers to a person who falls into self-deception and lack of emunah, lack of credit, admitting the truth. Or some might say lack of belief or unbelief, but more better, a lack of amen, emunah, admittance and truth and credit in the truth, and blesses, and quote, blesses himself in his heart. Yeah, we got to do better, brothers and sisters. I always, when we say bless up, bless yourself, and bless yourself, and bless up yourself, and all of that. But as we study the teaching of His Majesty, we should learn right here about this root producing fruit. We talk about roots, but watch out for that root producing fruit of poison and bitterness. And a root of bitterness refers to a person who falls or fails into self-deception and lack of emuna, right, that admittance, right, a credit, right, in the truth, and blesses himself in his heart, in his feelings, emotional mind, blessing himself by saying, I will be safe, though I walk, though I trod in the stubbornness of my heart, of my feelings and emotional mind. Now compare this to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, where this idea is connected to a lack of the grace of Hailahim, of the Almighty Power. This sort of person is, as some would say, a practical atheist, right? And we say an atheist in this context, a atheist, one who has no faith in Hailahim, not Elohim Acharim, because to them we are atheists. But in Yahweh, this person will be a practical atheist, right? No Elohim. He says, Ein Elohim, will assuredly come under Hailahim's curse consequence, as defined in the earlier Tokaha, the punishments, the chastisements, the reproofs and rebukes portion of Moshe's Darasha, his teaching, his speech. Hailahim will not forgive that sort of person, since there is no atonement for the chet, for the ukkery, the fukkery, the lack, the missing of the mark of crediting, admitting the truth. The phrase, quote, adding drunkenness to thirst, adding drunkenness to thirst, wow, adding drunkenness to thirst, this may refer to a constant craving, right, like an unfulfilled, you know, like a pit that can never be filled, a constant craving, or it may refer to the mishpat, to the judgment that will befall, call Yisrael, all of Israel, for allowing this person to even continue in their falling away, in their apostasy. So here, referring to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 22, this one right here, as going through this reasonment here, it reminds me of, you know, when they say the unforgivable sin, right? Because if you don't admit the truth, then you can never be saved, because the truth saves. So you will always be denying the truth. It's like the truth will come to you and you will like almost be like the flip side of the magnet. You'll be repelled away from the truth. So this area here, Habarim, like to reason on this root of bitterness and what it defines, and how such a person, Hailahim, will not forgive that person. This is like that unforgivable sin. You know, ones and ones, they reason in the New Testament sense and say, what does it mean, the unforgivable sin, you know, or blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, against the Spirit of truth? Here we have that root producing fruit of poison and bitterness for the further reasonment. Here, looking at the time, a couple more questions right here. Question 10, what purpose is given for retribution on Yisrael? Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, punishment would be seen by the nations, by other nations, by, we could say, even today is seen by the other nation, all the nation states. This is a time of the Gentiles, time of the nation states. Where's our nation? See, the once lost, now found. We have a nation, but it's not a nation in the sense of these nations. So we are basically those without a nation. So here we can see the retribution upon Yisrael, even in diaspora, even these 400 years. Elohim's punishment will be seen by the nations, and everyone would understand that it could not have come about by chance or by accident, right? The nations, the Goye Ha'aretz, all the nations, whether black or white, it's irregardless to Yisrael, right? The nations would then recognize that because Jah people, the Beit Yisrael, even we, the Beta Israel of the West, Americas and the Caribbean, and throughout this earthly plane, abandoned Habrit. Now you hear ones and ones saying, oh, these Yehudim and those Jews, they stole this, they took it from, no, that's not how it happened to I and I, right? both according to the scripture and reality. But Jah people, they abandoned Jah covenant, Habrit, and Jah sent retribution, just as he had promised, just as he gave his yay, yay, right, and his nay, nay, right? He gave his yay and his amen that if we would do so, so such and such would happen. And all of this, even the 400 years, and this might be hard for some in their heart, you know, recognizing Hebraically, you know, what the heart is, the science of the Hebrew, they might not recognize that this will glorify, and this glorifies Ha'elohim, the almighty powers, his holiness, his set apartness, right, and his righteousness among the nations, among all the nations of this earth. Notice that the punishment of exile, right, becoming falasha, even over here in the Americas and Caribbean, it comes from the tokaha, from the punishment, the rebuke, and the reproof that was given in Vayikra in Leviticus, chapter 26, verses 32-33. And therefore, the entire curse written in the book, quote, end quote, this refers to the entire Torah, the entire direction instruction, and not simply the terms and conditions that are stated in this very Torah portion, this reading and feeding the 51st. Let's go there for a moment. Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 32-33. Here we go right here. This is the dispersion predicted. The dispersion predicted. So in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 32-33, in this section compared with Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 58-67, here's what Leviticus reads. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies that dwell therein shall be astonished at it. Verse 33, and I will scatter you among the heathen. Now, someplace in the King James Bible, it might have heathen here, it might have nations there, but in the Hebrew, it comes to the same thing. We have the goyim, the nations or the nation states. So I will scatter you among the heathen, that is to say the nations of the nations, whether black or white or otherwise, and will draw out a sword. Uh-oh. He draw out what? What does he say? He says he would draw out a sword. Now, you know, the ain't right Israelites, what verse they like? They like this verse right here. We like it too, but for different reasons.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. 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 My
sword.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword. Slain by
ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
Also,
ye Ethiopians also,
Ethiopians also,
Ethiopians also,
Ethiopians also,
ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword,
slain by my sword,
slain by my sword,
slain by
ye Ethiopians.
You get it, you get it, you get it. But check this out. Notice what's written right here in Leviticus. See, a lot of all the other Israelites that like to go to Deuteronomy 28. Yeah. But what about, that's the 98. But how did it go from here? This is the 49. Here we have 49 consequences or curses in Leviticus. And here at verse 33, right, it says, and I, Jehovah says, he says, you will scatter I and I, you scatter you among the heathen, the nations, the nation states, and will draw out a sword. He will draw out a sword. So, you know, someone say, oh, woo, 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 you know, about the Israelites of Ethiopia tried to deny I and I people to the four corners of this earthly plane. But it's very clear when he says, are ye not as the children of, huh? Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, or children of Israel? And we'll say, no, 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 the Ethiopians are slain by the sword. Well, but what happened to us? Why? And notice in that verse it says, by my sword. Whose sword do you think is here? And I will scatter you among the heathen, the nations, and draw out a sword after you. I will draw out, you know, like somebody draw out, like they draw out their gun. I will draw out a gun. And so I'm going to do this. Somebody else, it's going to be my gun, right? And your land shall be desolate. Remember in the New Covenant sense, the sword, the word, Divrei Elohim, the word of Elohim, likened to that sword in your land. She shall be desolate, and your cities waste, right? And your cities waste. It's interesting, the next verse here concerning the Shabbat, right? Even the Sabbath for the land, right? It says, then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as she layeth desolate, and ye and y'all be in your enemy's land. Wow, 400 plus years, while she had enough Sabbath, right? Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Shabbats. As long as she lay desolate, she shall rest, because she did not rest in your Sabbaths when y'all dwelt up on it, upon her. So there, brothers and sisters, what question we're at right here, just a pause, because we have today's daily psalm, a humble psalm. It also reflects the reason for the season here, the soul searching, the cheshbon ha-nefesh, prior to the Day of the Atonement and prior to the fulfillment in tabernacles. You know, the word became flesh and tabernacled, right, and dwelt amongst I and I, and tabernacled amongst I and I. That's the finding of the true cross. Yes, I, of I and I and Boaz. Here, question 11, right? Was the covenant, the Brit, given to Yasharala Yisrael conditional or not, according to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 28? Because you hear a lot of ones who will be of Yasharala, of Yisrael, sometimes saying what the heathens be saying. Oh, it's like it's unconditional or it's conditional. How was the covenant given? It was conditional. It was based on the terms and the conditions of Har Sinai and the Moab covenant. However, the earlier promises, the yea, yea, and the amen, the yea and amens made to the patriarchs, we say the Hebrew Trinity, right? The patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, were unconditional, since they were based on Hailahim, on the Almighty powers, the Almighty's unconditional oath. And that oath, that Shiba from Sheba seven, Shiba to seven, like to seven oneself. He seven himself. He swore by his own self. Note that the phrase, as you are today, it refers to the state of Ha'am, the people, Jah people, at the time Moshe spoke. What state were they in? They were still in the Midbar. They were still in the desert. They were still in the wilderness, as we are still in the wilderness of this north country called North America. And there's a prophecy on that as well. Bring us out of the north country, right? We were still in the wilderness without a homeland to call I and I own. Question 12, gonna pause on this one right here. After this one right here, right up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 131. What is meant by the statement, the secret things belong to Yahweh Eloheinu, He who be, we be, our almighty power. But the things that are revealed belong to us. What does this mean? That the secret things belong to Jehovah, our power, but the things that are revealed belong to us, to I and I. So the reason for this is so that we, I and I, may do all the words of Debarim of this Torah Hazot, according to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Now, once again, the Torah, right, just look at the fullness of it. The Torah is feminine, right? You know, the Torah is she. That's why it says in Proverbs 1, right, chapter 1, verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the Torah, direction, instruction of thy mother, right? So what does the statement mean, that the secret things belong to Jehovah, our power, but the things that are revealed, they belong to I and I, so that we, I and I, may do all the words of Torah Hazot. Well, this is nuff reasoned on. This is a much discussed point, right? There's much discussion on this particular point right here. Since your people were responsible, arevut, right, zebaze, they were responsible for one another, they might have wondered, right, how they could, quote, police, end quote, the private matters of others, and therefore, quote, secret things, end quote. This may refer to private transgressions of individuals, of indivisible duals, of individuals in the community, in the common unity. The people, Jah people, would be responsible only to judge, quote, revealed matters. In other words, public, you know, chatot, the public ukeries, fukeries, but not the private thoughts, not the private thoughts and deeds of others. This is an interesting point here. As we said, this point from Deuteronomy 29:29 is enough discussed, enough reason on. But this reasoning right here is the, you say, from low degrees to high degrees. This is the context here, right? Upon hearing this, John, people being responsible one for another might wonder, well, how they could police the private matters of others. Therefore, secret things in this context can refer to the private transgressions of individuals in the community. The people, Jah people, I and I, are only responsible to judge, right, that which is revealed, the revealed matters, that which becomes public, but not the private thoughts or the deeds of others. How many times, once and once, you know, like even we sometimes, you know, people, like we know what people are thinking, maybe, right, but most likely to judge these things, right, but the revealed things. Now, on a next level, a metaphysical or what one's what may say a mystic level, the secret things of Jehovah, right? In the Hebrew, ha nistarot, the nistarot la Yahuwah, ha nistarot la Yahuwah, may refer to Hailahim's hidden, right? His hidden decree to exile Jah people to extend the offer of salvation to the Goyim. This is interesting as well. Looking at this level of Deuteronomy chapter 29:29, that ha nistarot la Yahuwah, the secret things of Jehovah, it may refer to Jah's hidden decree. I mean, who saw that coming from the Old Testament? It's there, but overtly it's not there. It's one of the hidden things, the hidden decree to exile Jah people that was told for disobedience, but then to extend the offer of Yeshua, Yeshuot, of victory, of salvation to the Goyim, to the other nations, black, white, and otherwise. This, quote, partial hardening, this is what's known as the partial hardening, sometimes translated as the partial blindness, right? Blindness in part, right? The partial hardening upon Yisrael. This is given, quote, until the fullness of the Gentiles, all right? So in KJV, you might find Gentiles here, and you might find heathens there, and you might find nations there, but this is all the same, Goyim, right? The other nations, right? So here it says that this blindness, this partial hardening upon Yasharala was given until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And here we refer to the Epistle to the Romans, Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 36. Now note this here, that this more metaphysical, mystical interpretation, it fits with the prophecy of Israel's future, of the Beta Israel's future conversion from the astray way, returning to Yahweh, truth and life, doing teshuva, right, thinking different, right, given in the following verses that we have in Deuteronomy, even Deuteronomy chapter 30. So right here, we're going to pause right here at the 12th. We only have in this Torah reading and feeding 20 main questions, but each one of them, right, we can have a round table talk. So looking forward to that, Chabarim. Yes, I, Chabarim, Talmudim. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Yes, I.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against
Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
Today's daily song, we have song
time according to the Lord. Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. And forever, 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 and
forever. Okay, let's go for the real thing. With so much confusion in the world, in these times, I see so many of my friends around me losing their minds.
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever.
مزمور 130 بقنف 131
የዳዊት ማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብኝ፣ አይኖቼም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉብኝ። ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድሁ። ነፍሴን አሳረፍሁ፣ የእናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘሁ። ነፍሴ የእናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በእኔ ውስጥ ነህ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን።
Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty. Lord, my heart is not haughty. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Lord, my heart is not haughty. Lord, my heart is not haughty. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother, too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever and forever.
መዝሙር 130 በቅንፍ 131 የዳዊት ማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብኝ፣ አይኖቼም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉብኝ። ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድሁም። ነፍሴን አሳረፍኋት፣ የእናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘኋት። ነፍሴ የእናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በእኔ ውስጥ ናት። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse with Amalek? But who want the next verse with Amalek?
Here. Sima. Here. Today's daily psalm right here. Here we have from the Hebrew, we have Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit Psalm. Slicker. I'm on the next psalm. Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Psalm 131. We have Psalm CXXXI. So here, going to write up the world in heart, but just to give an overview, you know, from the Sefer to Tehillim, from the Book of Praises, from the Psalter right here. Today's daily psalm is seemed the humble spirit, the humble irit, the humble spirit right here. Let's see if we can bring this up right here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Yes, I, the humble spirit. So we have a psalm, a chant here, Psalm 131. It's said to be a literary gem of exquisite beauty and surpassing spirituality. Its personal character is too evident for the identification of the speaker with the people of Israel. In other words, it's such a personal psalm. It's not just generally speaking of Israel, but of each of I and I is personal, right? There's no clues, it said right here, to determine the date or the circumstances of its composition are provided. The addition here to the title of David is supported by the ancient version. So even the ancient versions have of David. Here in the Hebrew says, Ashir ha-ma'elot, a song of the going up, pilgrim psalms, ascension psalms, especially during the feasts, Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim feasts. Here in the season, the sixth moon, we're moving forward to the seventh, right, and the tabernacle season, right? But here we have Shir ha-ma'elot lidawi, a psalm of ascents, a song of degrees, a song of going up, even going up to Har Zion, Mount Zion, and to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, and the feasts and the holy days. Shir ha-ma'elot lidawi. So the addition to the title of David is supported by the ancient versions. And here, Bamrinya, we have Yedawit, Ye Ma'arig Mezmor, Yedawit, Ye Ma'arig, 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 corresponding to the Ma'elot, Ma'alot, the going up, ascending, going up. Ye Ma'arig Mezmor, Mezmor, a chant, Isis, right? A chant, a Isis of going up. Now, what's interesting is that when we look at the, when we're looking at the Hebrew, right, we have the Shir. So it says a shir is like a song. But here in the Royal Amharic, it still brings out the sense of the mezmor. Mezmor is like a chant, right? Mezmor is like a chant. While you have a song like singing and chanting, right? Just to point out that musically, right, to I and I, to keep it Levitical. Let's just bring this up right here. I want to see what the unique Amharic theme, Chaberim, is. Right here, this is a software that has His Majesty's text, and they usually have some themes that correspond to Hebrew themes who like to, you know, hear and share. So right here, we have, okay, Mezmor Meto Salasa An, Psalm 131. It says, Be Exiavir Metamet, Amene, Amene, we get Amen from Amene, Tamen, to like trust. We say trust, faith, trustfulness. How is now the word faith, you know, credit or admittance from the Amine, right, is connected with trust and truth. You know, Hebraically and also Afro-Shemitically, and here in the Royal Amharic, the Exiavia Metamen, trust in Exiavia, trust in the sustainer, trust in the good, the generous Ab, Father. So here, the more conservative expositors, so there's some who are conservative in their opinion, their point of view, they find confirmation in the remark of David, that David makes a remark, and this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 21. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 31. Let's go there. Let's go there. Here's what it means by rightly dividing the word of truth, hear a little and veer a little. All right, so we have that quote, that reference. So you want to check it out for I and I selves to see whether this is right and accurate, or whether we can receive, you know, that same word. So here again, 2 Samuel 6:21. Okay, 2 Samuel here. Let's go to chapter 6. All right, chapter 6, verse 21, and it reads right here. And David said to Michal, Michael, it was Lifnei Yahweh, it was before Jehovah who chose I before your father, before thy father, and before all his house, to appoint I Moshe, ruler over the people of Yahweh, Jehovah, over Israel. Therefore will I play before Yahweh. Okay, is that the verse right there? It says Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 21. Yeah, that's interesting right here.
because that humility still of David, you know. Okay, well, we're going to reason on this right here. They find confirmation in this particular verse. Looking over it right here. Interesting, his response. So his response is a humble response, a very humble humble response that it was before Jehovah who chose me before your father. Because Michael, well, to put it in context, Michal, her father was Shaul, was Saul, right? And Saul was like a antichrist, so to speak. He became like an antichrist to David's Christ. He was Moshiach. He was anointed too, right? But he wanted to kill the Moshiach, Dawid. Right. And early on, he married David to his daughter, and then he kind of took it back and all this and that. But anyway, now there's like a little reunion, so to speak. Right. And she says such and such things about him, like she tried to diss him. Right. And he says, before Jehovah, who chose I before your father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of Jehovah, over Israel. Therefore, will I play before Jehovah, you know, what I will sing, I will chant, I will compose eyes, I will dance, right? So here, let's ride up right here, today's daily psalm, these three precious verses we have in today's daily psalm. It's little, but it's talua, it's tinishkin, a tilik, right? It's small, but very great. So let's begin. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. We begin. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David. Mezmore Dawit. Meto Salasa Bekintwist, Meto Salasa Ant. Psalm of David. Here, from the ancient pointing, it was Psalm 130. Right, in the ancient, many of the ancient manuscripts and His Majesty's Bible testifies to the same. Bekinthwist, in parentheses, Meto Salasa Ant, corresponding with the later numbering, Psalm 100, Meto Salasa 30, and 1. Mezmore Dawit, Meto Salasa, Bekinthwist, Meto Salasa Ant. Ye Dawit, Ye Ma'arig, Mezmor. A song of degrees of David. Ye Dawit of David, Ye Ma'arig of going up, of ascension. Mezmor, a chant of David of ascension. Kutaran, verse 1. Avetu, Lebe, Aya Taibebin, Aino Chem Kef Kef, Aya Belubin, Katil Kochkar. Kanema yebelita kamiya kabrugar al hedhum. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for I. Abetu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu. Libe, my heart, ayatabe, bing. My heart is not like lifted up, but almost like arrogant or lifted up. Abaya from the good is like to be lifted up, kef, it's on high, bing, against I. Libe, ayatabe, bing. I no chain. And my eyes, I know, my eyes, I know, chim, and my eyes, kef, high, I, belubim, right? Nor my eyes, like high, like lofty against me. It's interesting, the sense of the being is like against I, like my heart, I don't let my heart get so like arrogant or haughty against me, or my eyes, I lift them up against me. Lebe I Taibe Bin, I no champ. Kef I be lubin. Kotilik Och. Tilik, I used to say the psalm is tinish to say small again, but tilik, but big, but great, important. Here, Kotilik Och. Tilik Och is like the great ones, or great matters, interpreted here as great matters, but the great ones. Tilik Och. Tililikoch, Katilikochgar, and with the Tilikochgar, Kaname, right, Kanaim, and I, Yebelet, right, like, Yebelet, like, more so, you know, superior, that which is superior from me, right, those are great things, the great matters that is, like, superior to me, right? Basically, King James has an interesting way. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters here. Katilikoch Garus, the great ones, the great things, the great matters, or great ones. This could be great people, but this is more like matters, things. Kanaim Yebelet, and that which is like superior, beyond me. Kamiya Kabru Gar, Kabru, Kabru. We say Kabru, the cover in the guest. Kabru, they that are honorable. Right, honorable, kamiya kabru gar, and with that which is like honorable beyond my station, alahedahum, I do not go, right, or in things too high for me. But it's an interesting context here as we consider how the Hebrew, you know, brings it out. You know how the Hebrew brings it out, right? When I say the Hebrew, the targum, the explanation. For example, Dawid here, bringing out this verse, is content to follow a humble course of life, not aspiring to high office in the community. So, Katilik Oshgar, you know, with that which is like great, you know, superior, great, Kanem Yebelet, more than myself, Kamiya Kabru Gar, that which is honorable beyond myself, Allahay to whom I don't trot, I don't go. So Dawid expressing here for I and I that contentment to follow a humble course of life of liberty, not aspiring to high office in the community. If the psalm is David, some say, it must have been written in early life when he was a shepherd. Here the sense of exercise myself, right, where we have it within the KJV, right, in the English translations, is literally from the Hebrew, is walk about. And this brings out the sense of concern myself. So here in this first verse from the Metzav Kedus, from the King of Kings, Book of Psalms right here, we have Kanaim Yebelet Kamika Barugar, then we have the Alahei Dehum. I do not go, I do not walk, I have not walked, I have not walked. To say, like, I don't walk about in things that are beyond my station, my office. I humble myself. Kutaran abetu lebe ai tabebin ai nochem kef kef ai belubin kazalukochkar kanem yebelita kamika brugar alahedhum. Kutar hulat verse 2. Nesnein asaref chwat. Ye natunim tu tendasa tawuta zema senye huat. Nefse ye natuna tu tendasa tawuta bene wist not. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Nefs is the soul. Nefs in them heart. Nefs, Hebrew, nefesh, right, or nafshi in the Hebrew here. Them heart, nefs, my soul, my psyche, she, nefs, asaref huat. I have rested, of course, my soul to rest. Arefet, to rest. Asaref huat. I have, of course, her to rest. Of course, my psyche, my soul. Nefsein asaref huat. Ye natu nim. Inat mother. Ye inatu of his mother and of his mother. Ye natu nim atut. The breast, right, of his mother, the tut. Right, of his mother, in Dasa Tawut, as one who is taken, right, you know, Zim, quiet, I sing Yehuat, right, I quiet my soul almost as a mother would quiet a child, is what's being brought out here. Nefse, my soul, right, Yehnatun Tut, in Dasa Tawut, as
child, you know, as one, as one who is taken, as one who is of his mother of his mother and Das Tawut, one who has left it. To bring out it literally, one who has left the titty of his mother. My soul is like one who has left the titty of his mother. Bene, in me, right? Bene, within I, not she is. She is within I as one who has left the tit, the breast of his mother. Nefin, asaref huat, ye natu nema tut and das tawuta zim asin ye huat. Nefse yenatuna tut and das tawut, bene wist not. So this sense right here, just to build a little bit more on this, distilled and quiet, right? He stilled and quieted his soul, his psyche, right? She. The soul here, right, can also be brought out as his feelings, his emotions, his desires, right? Of that which the organ, according to the Hebrew, was the seat. In other words, the soul was the seat of the feelings, the desires, the will, the emotion, that was the seat. And here, Dawit and I avows that ambitious thoughts had entered his mind, but he had damped down their fire so that he enjoys an inner serenity and contentment, like a weaned child, or like one who has been taken, right, you know, from the cause to be taken off of the tit of his mother, like a weaned child. A remarkable piece of imagery here. An infant in its mother's arms instinctively yearns for her milk. But after being weaned, after being taken from the tit, it still finds happy security when held by her, although the earlier longing had passed. So when he says he caused her to rest, he caused her zim, he caused her to be silent, he caused his soul, his psyche, his feelings, emotions to be silent. Such is the psalmist and Ionai's condition after weaning Ionai's self from the desire for prominence, right, and the fretfulness about high things and great matters. Kuter Indegna, verse 2 again. Nefin asaref huat, yenatunim atut and das tawut, zim asenye huat. Nefse yenatun atut and das tawut, bene wist not. Kuter source, verse 3. Kazare jemro, iska zalalem, Israel, be'egizya viher yitamen. Let make Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth, here forward, and forever, and forever. Because Zare is like today. Zare, today. Kazare, from today. Kazare, Jemro, starting from today. Kazare, Jemro, starting from today, Iska, and going forward, Iska towards Zelalem, often translated as like forever, but to time indefinite, right, to the world, in the sense of the world without end, it has a sense of the time indefinite, right, to the furthest horizon, Iska Zelalem, to time indefinite, Kazare Jimro, from today, Iska Zelalem, forever, or to time indefinite, Israel, be'egzia v'her, and sustain the good, generous Ab, Yahweh, yitamen, trust, be confident, yitamen, trust, he say, ras taman, always faithful, be faithful, trust, be confident. So we have in the Hebrew, it says hope, but here, Bamarinya brings out the yitamen, like the amen, tamen, ras tamen, head to be faithful, yitamen, the exiabi yitamen. May Israel, from starting from this time forward and forever to time indefinite, may Israel trust in the sustainer. Hear today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Yes, I, Rastafari.
መዝሙር 130 በቅንፍ 131 የዳዊት ማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብኝ፣ ዓይኖቼም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉብኝ። ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድሁም። ነፍሴን አሳረፍኋት፣ የእናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘኋት። ነፍሴ የእናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በእኔ ውስጥ ናት። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን።
The evils are the evils. That's true. And those who get true, them will never lose.
A shocking more and dance
this
and
one dedicated to all the evils. Aye, let them know. Israel,
you want them on side.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
The table is turning.
We said the table is a turn, you know.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Now listen when we say, the rise of Israel and take your stand. But we have to know we self in the Armageddon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Calling on my people, Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a moment, son.
Israel,
I'm calling on my people.
Rise and stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yeah. 70 AD the Romans invasion, we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh for so long we were there in exile among the of
Israel,
you want them on the side.
Calling on my people, Israel,
call them up.
Rise and stand again, Israel, the table is turning,
the table is a turn again,
Israel, rise and stand again.
I and I say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And it's all praise to the Most High, you know, the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Bless and sanctify them and doubts.
Hallelujah.
All that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
The One of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The One of the Hebrews.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Yes, yes, yes. Heal up, Shocking Murray right there. Humble, yes, I. Humble Israel. Vibrations right there. And Psalm 131, may your people follow this example, not longing for imperial eminence and power, but waiting itinerantly and submissively for High Elohim to guide I and I destiny. Yes, I. Hebrews are the Hebrews. Yes, I. Rastafari. So here, let's write up a little here from the Hebrew perspective.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another stammering tongue. Lips and stammering lips.
Hebrew, 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 Hebrew. Boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Aleph Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid. אדוני לא גבה ליבי ולא רמו עיניי ולא הלכתי בגדולות ובנפלאות ממני. אם לא שיוויתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
Okay, let's go for the real take. With so much confusion
Shir Ha Me'elot Ledawi Yahuwah Lo Kavali Bi Yahuwah Lo Kavali Bi Welo Ramu Aynai Welo Hilakti Bigadolot ובי הנפלאות ממני, אם לא שוויתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל יהוה מעתה ועד העולם. The humble spirit, today's psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 131, Psalm CXXXI. A song of ascents, a song of degrees, Shir HaMe'elot of David, Shir HaMe'elot LeDavid, Yahuwah Lo Kavali Bi. Yahuwah lo kabal bi walo ramu aynai walo hilakti bigadolot ubi aniflaot mimeni im lo shwiti we domamti nafshi ke gamul עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל יהוה מעתה ועד העולם. The humble spirit, today's psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 131, Psalm CXXXI, a song of ascents, a song of degrees, Shir HaMe'elot of David, LeDavid, Shir HaMe'elot.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue.
for with stammering lips and 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 another tongue and another tongue to this place speak to this place speak to this.
Nor were mine eyes lofty, 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 lofty. Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Psalm 131, a song of ascent of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Shir ha-ma'ilot le-Dawid. Yahweh lo gaval libi. When Samuel, Shemuel, anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty, ve-lo ramu aynai, when I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger about, swagger about, ve-lo hilakati, when I had the ark of God, brought up out of Philistine captivity. Now here's a very interesting look at translations, because this part of this harek, right, it says, neither do I exercise myself, neither do I exercise, the fuller part of the verse is, neither do I exercise myself in things too great or in things too wonderful for me. But here in the Midrash, right, the Dersan right here, the study right here, of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm 131, is making reference to 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6, the reference here. So as a basic midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm CXXXI, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, beginning off a song of ascent of David, Shir Ha Ma'ilot LeDawid, Lord, my heart was not haughty. Yahuwah lo gavah libi. When Samuel anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty. Lo ramu aynai. Nor were my eyes aynai. Lo ramu. And not haughty my eyes. Lo ramu aynai. When I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger. I swagger about with lo hilakati bi gedolot. Now, the bi gedolot, if you look at the Sefer Tehillim, the manuscripts, is like a line between with lo hilakati, with lo and no hilakati did I go about, hilaka, halaka, halaka, tried about, with lo hilakati bi gedolot, in great things. I didn't walk about in great things. Here, this is taken as when I had the ark of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, when I had the ark of Elohim brought up out of Philistine captivity. This is 2 Samuel chapter 6. This is a reference to this right here. But it goes on. It goes on to say, nor did I accept as my due. This is bracketed context. Nor did I accept as my due things too high, for me. Ooh, de nifalaota mimeni. Gedolot ua bi niflaot mimeni. Here the translation can be brought out, or in things too wonderful for me, when I restored my kingship. The connection of these phrases here from the first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 131, can be seen within the liberty, the life, and the testimony of Dawid. So my heart was not haughty when Samuel anointed me, O Jehovah Yahweh, lo gavah libi. Nor were mine eyes lofty when I slew Goliath, with lo ramu aynai. Neither did I swagger about when I had the ark of Elohim, the true good, the true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity, with lo hilakati bi gedolot. Nor did I accept as my due things too high for I, things too wonderful, too great, things too high for I. Ooh, a bit of niflaota mimeni, from me, for I. Instead, I refrained my soul and kept it low, like as a child that is weaned from his mother, Yea, my soul is even as a weaned child. This brings us to the bait verse, the second verse in today's daily psalm. Im lo shwiti we domamti nafshi ke gamula eleimo ka gamula alai nafshi. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, my psyche. I've quieted her. Im lo shwiti we domamti nafshi, like a weaned child with his mother. Ke gamula eleimo. Ke gamula eleimo. My soul is with me, with I, like a weaned child. Ka gamula alai nafshi. Ka gamul alai nafshi. Like a child just taken from the womb, from the womb, from the matrix of the matriarch, from the womb of its mother, was this soul of mine. And saying these words here in the bait verse, Im lo shwiti with domamti nafshi, kagamula eleimo, kagamula alai nafshi. This is what he is saying. You cannot name a man, a ish, in Yisrael, who humbled himself more than David, more than David, more than David did, in order to perform Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim's mitzvot, commandments. He used to say, as the Aleph opening verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, David used to say, Lord, my heart was not haughty. Yahuwah lo gabah libi. When Shemuel anointed me Melech, even Nagus, anointed I king, nor were mine eyes lofty with lo ramu einai, when I slew Goliath, Goliath, neither did I swagger, walk and trotting, swaggering about with lo hilakati, when I had the ark of Ha'el of Elohim, the true good, the true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity. But I have calmed and quieted nafshi, my psyche, she, my soul, like as a child that is weaned from Imo, his mother. Im lo shwiti with domamti nafshi, ke gamula eleimo. Calming, I have calmed and quieted, to calm and to quiet. Im lo shwiti, calming, with domamti nafshi, and quieting, stilt and quieted my soul, my psyche. Like a child that is not ashamed when uncovered in the presence of Imo, his mother, Natu. I have calmed my soul before thee, and was not ashamed to humble myself for thy sake, and for thine honor, and for thy glory. My soul is with me like a weaned child. Kagamul alai nafshi. Kagamul alai nafshi. My soul is with me like a weaned child. As a child, just out of its mother's womb, its matriarch's matrix, is not proud of spirit, but is eager to suck at the breasts of its mother, of Imo. So is this soul of mine, this psyche of mine. So is this soul of mine, for I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed to learn Torah, eyes, direction, instruction, teaching, even from the least in Yisrael, even from the least in Israel. Rab Ada ben Rav Hanina taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, because thou madest thyself like to a weaned child, I swear by thy life that thou wilt be without chet, sin, akari, like as I will be without sin, like a weaned child is who is without sin. As is said even in 2 Samuel 12:13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou, the I, shalt not die. Gam Yahuwah he'ebira chatatka lo tamut. Jehovah also has put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah he'ebira chatatka thou, the I, male, shalt not die. Lo, tamut. From this verse, you can learn that no man is privileged to act pridefully before the presence, before the Shekinyahu, before his face, his perception, before the presence, and that a man should humble his self. Thank you.
humble yourself and keep ya. Come on.
Garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, 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 and forever.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Jesus Christus indinnekattal yemiyadergen,
when Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the feats that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes, we do commit sins, but even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
ክርስቶስን እንዲከተሉ ለማንም
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator, a creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men, for his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and prays to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Tonight, to the point where I had to ask who am I. Then I remember what they do to Christ. He was nailed to a cross and crucified. Now that the light came to me, I wonder if they're gonna do the same to me. And when the truth hits painfully, that's when you know if you're really who you claim to be. For so long we've been denied, rejected and brutalized. Told him find a different home. Never come back, hold your own. Boy, you are Rasta, I wish I never know you. No,
rejected for the life he chose. All alone, the stone that the builder man refused, it's gonna stone. They will realize that we've been reeling between the lines. Remember we foretold the war, but you never forget who we are. Tell them friends will not forget. Cause her mother just took a look in her purse. She find a clay pottery and some holy herbs, and the wise mind of Philly I defer. Mama say, young girl, you're losing your mind. Did you get these things from Satan? And she say, no mama, I got the cottery from Janine and the wise mind from I Nation. Please mama, don't screw tonight. Take this book and give it a try. This herb opened up your eyes. Experience the wonders of Rastafari. I bless the lost children we are. I bless the lost children.